A case in Florida where a mother of two was refused birth control by a pharmacist made national news. Now a similar incident in Wisconsin has made international news. The BBC recently aired a story on what Chris Taylor of Wisconsin's Planned Parenthood calls a growing trend.
This is a real problem, and certainly patients should not be made to suffer, and their health should not be jeopardized because a pharmacist has a personal belief against birth control.
A spokeswoman for the American Pharmaceutical Association calls the rejections unfortunate and says they're isolated. Susan Winkler says the group wants patients to get needed drugs, but also respects the moral beliefs of those who don't want to give women the pill.
This is a decision of the pharmacist that is appropriate if they'd like to step away from some of that activity.
However, the group does urge pharmacists to transfer a prescription they won't fill. Neil Nelson, a Wisconsin pharmacist, didn't do that, violating a state pharmacy board policy. There are also doctors who won't write prescriptions for the pill because of their personal moral beliefs. One is Cynthia Jones Nosacek, a family physician in Milwaukee, who calls it chemical abortion. She says the pill can sometimes fail to prevent release of an egg.
We do know, according to drug company research, that ovulation can occur as high as 30% of the time.
And Nosacek says some of those eggs may get fertilized. Most conservatives believe life begins at this point. The Food and Drug Administration disagrees. It says pregnancy begins when a fertilized egg is implanted into the uterine wall. With such disagreement over the most commonly used form of birth control, Chris Taylor of Planned Parenthood says it's bound to be an issue in this fall's state elections.
There are many candidates running who actually do not support access to birth control, as hard as that is to believe for people.
So far, three states have so-called conscience clause laws protecting the jobs of pharmacists who refuse to dispense birth control. 10 other states considered such legislation. It failed in Wisconsin because Governor Jim Doyle vetoed it. A similar bill is before Congress and recently passed the House. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.